Supreme Court candidates can already take public financing in Wisconsin, but neither one did in the last election. Both candidates raised too much money to qualify. If either had taken public funding, she would have been drastically outspent by her opponent. A measure introduced by Senate Democrats would increase public funding in Supreme Court races so that each candidate could qualify for $300,000 in a general election. It would boost the clean elections checkoff on income tax forms from $1 to $3 and use tax dollars to cover the rest. Tom Basting is the president of the Wisconsin Bar Association, which favors the idea.
To use the old baseball vernacular, we expect judges to call them as they see them, not to call them as some special interest group sees them. And we need that confidence instilled in our citizens for our court system.
But a group that runs political ads of its own says publicly funded elections favor incumbents. Wisconsin Right to Life's Sue Armacost also testified against a plan that would make her group disclose its donors and abide by state contribution limits if it runs ads that mention a candidate within a couple months of an election. Armacost accused legislators who were pushing the idea of being skittish and afraid of criticism.
You have no more right to control the debate during an election time than we do.
A Senate committee plans to vote on these items next week. Their future in the full legislature is less certain. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.